Welcome to the Heal Your Hunger Show, where we get to the heart of why you overeat and how to stop. If you struggle with food and weight like I did, welcome home. Welcome, everybody, to the Heal Your Hunger Show. So happy to have you here. It is a great day to be alive. And even though I'm going to share some things today that may not make you think I believe that, I do. I absolutely do. But more on that a little later. If you're here at the Heal Your Hunger Show for the first time, welcome. So glad you found us. This is a very special place to be because this is where we dive deeper and we stop talking about diets and ketones and, you know, calories and weight loss and fat burning, this, that, and the other. I mean, come on, enough is enough, right? This is where we talk about the real issues, the things that drive us to eat in the first place, because it's not about the food. I promise you, I've been doing this work for over 30 years. I was 50 pounds overweight, and by the grace of God, I found a solution, and that's what the Heal Your Hunger method is all about. And trust me, it's not an eating problem. It's a living problem. So that's why the Heal Your Hunger Show is devoted to solving our living problems, because that's how we're going to get over our eating problems. And if you are not sure if you relate to the term emotional eating, guess what? I have a quiz for you. You can go to healyourhunger.com and take a free quiz, which will tell you whether you're an emotional eater or a food addict or somewhere in between. So take the quiz. It's 3 minutes. It's free at healyourhunger.com. Also, I am recording this live in the Secret Sauce group. So check out the Secret Sauce group on Facebook. Just type in Secret Sauce to End Emotional Eating. Boom, request to join, and we'll more than likely let you in. You know, if you're for real, we're for real, and we'd love to have you. And that's where I record my shows. And you can comment, you can ask questions, you can cheer other people on who are on this very important journey of really healing at the deepest level, because that's when life gets really good. You know, it's good temporarily when we lose weight, but then there's an ache, there's a hole in our soul that appears because we're not filling it with food. And then, you know, if we live with that hole in our soul long enough, we're like, screw it, I'm going to eat, you know. But if you learn how to fill that hole in your soul in a much deeper way, then you can be happy, then you can feel joyful, and then you can just make a bigger impact in the world. And that's what you want, isn't it? I know it is what I want. So on with the show. I am sharing totally off the cuff. I had plans for what I was going to share today. Problem is, I got derailed by a whole lot of emotions. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about emotions and depression and how to avoid depression by expressing our emotions. And this comes hot off the press, as usual, from my own personal life, which I share with you guys. It's just, I feel safe sharing with other emotional eaters. You know, even though I don't know exactly who's listening, if you're an emotional eater, if you have any interest in this show whatsoever, you probably have good intentions and are trying to better yourselves as well. So I feel very safe sharing with you. So if you know anything about me, if you've listened to my show at all, you might have picked up that I was married and I am now not, but officially not divorced. I'm going through a divorce right now. So it's something I've put off during COVID. COVID seemed like a bad time to be embarking on, you know, the legalities and the possible acrimony of divorce talks. So I put it off, and you know, as COVID has drawn on, you know, dragged on, I've thought, you know, this could go on for a very long time. Clearly we're all seeing that. And I thought, I got to move forward with this. You know, I've got a guy in my life. He'd like for me not to be married anymore. And, you know, last year by December, I was feeling like I wanted, before I even met this man in my life, I decided that I wanted to get divorced, you know, and make it official and move on. So, not move on from my friendship. You know, Roy and I are, still friends for the most part, but not right now, not with this divorce stuff going on. And no, I mean, in truth, we are still friends, but it's rocky. Okay. And that's really why my show plans got derailed, because I had so many emotions today. We had a talk with a mediator a couple of days ago. And I have to tell you, I mean, I've never been divorced before. I've never gone through this experience. And boy, oh boy, you know, I mean, if you want to get triggered, just go through a divorce, you know, and it brings out the worst in all parties, really, in both parties. And things are said that are not pretty, in spite of our trying to do our best to be kind and loving towards each other. It's, you know, it's just a bad situation where both, you know, both are experiencing fear of loss, you know, fear of loss, and in some cases, desire for gain. So, you know, it can bring out the worst. And I think it does. I just think it does. So I'm really committed. And I think he's committed too, to coming out of this as friends. So it's touchy, but yeah, but things were said that really, I have to say, really got my goat. And I reacted. I was not graceful. I reacted. I had a couple F-bombs come out during the conversation. I got heated. I got triggered. I wish I'd been a little bit more graceful. It wasn't terrible, but you know, we could have done without the F-bombs. I mean, he and I, we kind of swear like sailors anyways. It wasn't like a big shocker, but, you know, anyway, you know, it wasn't appropriate. That's all. It just wasn't appropriate. But I was triggered. I didn't keep my cool in a few instances. And I apologized later, you know, for that. But the bottom line is, it's, you know, when both parties are afraid, we're not at our best. We're not at our best at all. So some things were said that really did trigger me. And I walked away from that, those 2 hours that we were talking with the mediator, very upset and very hurt. And it's been hard. It's been 48 hours, and I'm still pretty emotional about it. And, you know, the topic that I want to talk about here is expression, not depression, because it is a choice. And too often as emotional eaters, we stuff our feelings. And by the grace of God, I've not had a desire to overeat or stuff my feelings, which are strong. My feelings are really strong. You know, but I've done enough stuffing of my feelings to know that is not a solution. And all that's going to do is making me feel worse. You know, there's no problem on the planet that overeating won't make worse. Okay. If you got a problem, just put food on the problem, you know, binging on the problem, and now you have two problems. So I didn't want that. And I, you know, it is God's loving grace, you know, and obviously the work that I've done, and my ability, you know, my opportunity that I get to speak with you guys and my beautiful, amazing clients, who they're so loving. They're so beautiful. God, I just love them to pieces. And, you know, their love has certainly carried me as well. So all that has enabled me to not eat through this very painful process. And I just wanted to share today about, you know, how to do this without eating. And first of all, you got to have support. So I've been, you know, I often get up in the middle of the night and I'm up for an hour and a half or 2 hours, maybe hormones, I don't know, but it's been going on for 3 or 4 years and I've just accepted it. I don't really mind it, to be honest. I kind of like that time in the middle of the night. It's sort of sweet. And if it's late enough, I'm on the West Coast, I can call my sister. She's just getting up. She gets up at 6. So if it's 3, you know, I text her. I'm like, hey, can you talk? And so we talk. And so, you know, I have support. There's a gal I went to high school with who we were never friends. But when I posted about my separation on Facebook, she reached out to me and she said, you know, that really inspired me because I was going through a separation and I didn't know if I had the strength to continue and go through it. You know, I was so close to backing out. And when I saw your post, it really gave me the strength I needed to follow through. And that was so sweet. So she and I have been in touch. I mean, we weren't friends in high school, but she's so lovely. And And I reached out to her the other night in the middle of the night, you know, because she's on the East Coast, and I have other friends and people who I just care about so deeply and who care about me. So having support is so, so important. And again, my own community, the Heal Your Hunger community, even though I don't go into details about my personal life, you know, or that detailed, I definitely go into details, but, you know, this is not something anybody really wants to hear about, but the fact that they're there and they're so loving and we're all supportive of each other is definitely, so helpful. You know, doing anything hard alone is virtually impossible in my experience, you know, especially as women. Maybe men are more conditioned, and just culturally adapted to doing things on their own, you know. But my experience is, as women, we need community. We need support and community. And so I have that, and that's certainly helping me through this. You know, all my clients know that one of the best things you can do to express and not get depressed is to write, and to write your feelings out. And I have to tell you, you know, every day I'm ranting on my Google Doc. I'm laying it all out there. Sometimes I say, I'm so angry. I don't even articulate it sometimes, but I also do the MC squared work with, that's a little code. I'm just going to drop that for my own clients as they're listening. I do the MC squared work. These are people in my group called The Circle. And yeah, that has saved me too. So the MC squared work is vital. I can't just be angry. I've got to get to the bottom of it. And that formula helps me. No question about it, but the feelings are still there. You know, I still feel crappy. I feel depressed. You know, I feel depressed. So I sort of flip between anger and depression, and they're so closely related. And I believe we have depression because we've suppressed our feelings. And that's really my point here today, is to say that, you know, when we suppress our feelings, that's where depression comes from. And it's, depression is awful and it's debilitating. And if you have depression, I'm so sorry. I know it's awful. And I feel for you. But I just want to let you know that, you know, there's an option. And while you have a history of suppressing, you can make a new choice, and that's to express. So, not to rage on people, you know, and obviously that happens, and we can make amends when we do, or at least, you know, say things that aren't nice, you know, or swear when it's better not to. But, you know, it's really important that we have healthy ways to express ourselves, and that we express ourselves, because depression is debilitating. It saps our energy. It makes life hard. It's like being a vat of tar. It just, everything is harder. You know, it affects our relationships. It can affect our income, our ability to earn, our ability to get out and take a walk, our ability to take care of ourselves, to brush our teeth. I mean, I've been depressed, I know. But my experience is depression is secondary and burying anger is primary. So if I bury what I'm going through, it will turn to depression. And it's been a long time since I've been depressed, and I so don't want to do that. So I'm writing my ass off, you know, I'm writing and I'm talking, I'm sharing and I'm praying. And this morning, you know, I felt really down and overwhelmed, and I just went outside. I went for my walk, pray. It was short because I was, I had a lot of work stuff going on, but I made sure to walk because I got to turn it over to God. And when I walk and pray out loud, I have my mask on. Usually I just have my earbuds in so people think I'm talking to a friend, but now I have a mask. They don't even see me talking. So I talked to God, and this morning it was just, God, this is way bigger than me. I'm overwhelmed with feelings. Please help me, you know, just please help me. And those who are commenting, thank you so much for your beautiful comments. I love you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate you. So thank you. So yeah, so I just gave it to God. I had to surrender. Like, you know, life's too big for me. When I was a kid, I just felt so overwhelmed, you know, and that was a large part in what drove my eating, is I just felt so overwhelmed by life. I always felt like I couldn't do life. I just had this feeling like it's too much, you know, this life thing, too much, you know, and that's why I used food all the time, is it just got me by, you know, looking forward to what I was going to eat, looking forward to goodies that carried me through. And I didn't want to feel the feelings, so I escaped them by eating. But that's not a solution, right? So I don't want to escape these feelings. I don't want to suppress these feelings and get depressed. I want to move through them. So I'm doing my best to do that. And I'm also just accepting that I'm going to feel crappy right now. It's like, okay, if I'm not, you know, my usual self, I'm just not, you know, and that's okay. I'm not telling myself to knock it off or anything like that. I have a lot of compassion for myself, and I didn't used to. I used to be so hard on myself. As emotional eaters, were terribly mean, right? Terribly mean to ourselves, but thank goodness I'm not anymore. I'm on my side now. I'm on my side, and you know, I'm giving myself a pass if I don't feel up and up, you know, every day. And I'm just, you know, I'm going through it. I'm going through it, and I will get through it. And you know, he'll get through it. I believe we can probably still remain friends. It's this week, I will say, it's rocky. It's really rocky, and I have some really strong feelings. Of not wanting to be friends because I'm pissed off. But you know, what I know is there's a lot of love there, and we probably will, you know, and it's important too, because we've been on the road of supporting each other for so many years, you know, emotionally and just, you know, helping each other and supporting each other and being as healthy as we can be, with regard to eating and not doing other things that are hurtful. So you know, that remains to be seen. That's in God's hands. But my job is to tend to my own emotional welfare and do everything I can to stay healthy. I went for a bike ride this afternoon. I did not feel like going for a bike ride, but my boyfriend, bless his heart, said, come on, let's go. He had already been on a big, long, arduous ride, but he said, let's get out of the house and just, it'll be good for you. And sure enough, it was. And exercise is so good in that way. It just clears the mind. It just uplifts our spirits. You know, even if you just go around the block once, you know, just do something to get out of the house and change your state. So vital. It helped me so much. We went for 35 minutes, big deal. And it made all the difference in the world. It was easy, but gosh, what a difference just getting out, getting fresh air, what a difference that makes. So yeah, you know, express it. So you don't get depressed. Expression, not depression. That's my message today. It's very simple. But if you can use it, please do. And I think most emotional eaters, you know, I think we can use it because we're used to suppressing instead of expressing. And we've got to change that. So I hope this is helpful. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your kind words in the Facebook group. It really touches my heart. And I will see you on the next show. Probably the one I was going to do. I'll get around to it on the next one. Thank you so much. And please join me in the Quit Sugar Challenge, which is coming up on Monday. So go to quitsugarchallenge.com. It'll be a lot of fun. So love you, love you, love you. Thanks so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to get free support, insider health info, exclusive invites to events, and more, visit healyourhunger.com.